evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am a hairless Boba Phil, and let's get all the jokes out of the way. Welcome to the Outpost Frequencies, brought to you by thelastmovieoutpost.com for all of your movie news, reviews, and everything cool about film. Tonight we've got a full house of, who should we go with first? Matt, how are you going?
Hello, good, thank you, Draps.
Very good. He's back from holiday in Turkey, which I still don't believe because I don't think there's a country called Turkey. That's ridiculous. Sean, how are you?
How's it going, fellow bigots?
Very well.
Going well.
You look like a shaved butthole, by the way.
Is it our face? Is that a preacher?
It's our face. Yeah, it's our face. I'm sorry.
And we have Yoda as well.
I really am not going to say anything insulting to you because everything I can level at you is applicable to myself. So,
including the chins,
especially the chins,
like a Chinese phone book.
Yeah,
I'm not to brag, but I have been shortlisted to play a worm in the next Dune film.
But not one of the Dune worms. It's like the kind that dogs have.
What fun. Hey, look, we've got lots of people on tonight. Hello, Chad. Hello, Maddox. Didn't even notice anything was different. That's good, Maddox. Yes, you shouldn't notice things like that. Next, you'll be saying you didn't even notice I was Asian. So, yes, like I say, we've got a full house tonight, and it's good to have everybody back. So we are going to be talking about Day Shift. First of all, are we going to mention the news? Because
yes.
Our old friend, Alec Baldwin, is back in the news.
Yes, he is. And well, I was proven right.
Clearly, you're taking your host duty seriously here, Phil. Well prepared, as usual.
What?
Well, I think we're going to talk about... Wait, should we do the news? I don't know what we're doing.
Oh. Look, if you want professionalism,
write something
pay
down,
me, all
God
right?
Damn it.
I was just going to say that we could have got straight into it, but no, I thought we'd mention the news first because it is our old friend Alec. I just remembered at the last minute. Like I say, if you want professionalism, pay me.
Yeah.
When I actually make some money, sure.
Okay, so in the news, Alec Baldwin has now, the FBI has now found that he did indeed pull the trigger on the DP that he said he didn't shoot. So
I was proven right. I told
it
you.
It now remains the question, how long will it be before he's back in movies? Because obviously he's rich and can get away with stuff like this.
What time is it? Well, what time is it right now?
Yeah. I keep thinking of Gilbert. I keep thinking of Gilbert Godfrey in Aladdin. It's like, oh, that's a surprise. Oh, I think I'm going to die from that surprise.
So what will happen, though? Would he get prosecuted now? It's been proven that he pulled the trigger?
Probably not, because he's part of the old boy, you know, a certain class. Yeah. He's protected class, so no.
They're allowed one murder each in Hollywood and stuff, his, you know. Unfortunately, his was public. Most of the others are generally kept behind the scenes. But, you know, you're allowed one. Yeah, you're allowed one. I think it's one murder. You're allowed up to 15 drug charges, and you're allowed a drink driving charge.
He's too valuable. He's too valuable for propagandist efforts on Saturday Night Live in case of Bad Orange Man runs for president again. They're not going to lock him up.
Now, we're in the entertainment business, so to speak. Do we get any of that, or are we? Is it like a graduated system? Like right now, do I only get like a wounding and 5 drug charges? How does it work?
try a murder and see what happens.
Okay.
Start with domestic violence and work your way up. Pull a switchblade on your wife and see what happens.
I'll give the murder a shot there. Look for me in a couple of days there, Phil.
Oh, when I said murder somebody, I didn't mean...
in Minecraft, you mean.
I don't want to murder a stranger. I'd rather do it to a friend.
Does murdering that pussy count? Was that...
It's called crushing that.
Oh, person. Crushing. I'm sorry. Crushing. God, what was wrong with me? I'm so
Brain bug has just said that he loved Day Shift, but he was very drunk when he watched it. I think probably which would help. And then also, in the news, I'm sure I scanned it, but it said that Ezra Miller was basically on the run from the police or something. No, no, no. It was in like in a car. There was a car chase.
Was he caught? A lot of car. I thought he was caught in Vermont.
But then conversely, I've also read that DC are trying to refilm some of his scenes for The Flash.
They've done it.
But when? They can't have been like in the last few weeks or something, you know?
Why not?
As soon as we finish filming this, we're calling the police and you've got to hand yourself in, all right?
Or maybe they recast him. I don't know what that means when they say they refilm some of his scenes. Do they refilm it with someone else? Do they deep fake it? What's going on?
Goodness me.
I'll still say that film ain't getting released.
So he's wanted in Hawaii. I think he's wanted in another state. He got caught in Vermont. I mean, how many states is he actually wanted in at this point?
Isn't it, if you get all 50, is it 50 or 51? If you get all 51, 50. You get a badge. Oh, 50, you get a badge or something?
Five states and you get a free sandwich.
I'm wanted in all 50 states.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's totally worth it.
He's got a punch card, you know, for the first 10 states, and then you get a free arrest in Puerto Rico.
I loved his rant. What was it from last year where he went on social media, was going on about he was going to go down in North Carolina or something and take on the KKK personally or something. He's just ranted.
Both of them?
Yeah, it's like all three of them.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking when he says take on, did he mean join?
No, I don't think he meant like take on. Is it like I can be more racist than you?
He didn't mean join.
Maybe
he
was. Who knows?
Maybe he meant maybe he meant train.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I like the fact of, take him on as in sort of like, come on then, let's have a rap battle of, of who can be the most racist.
Dance off.
You go first.
Well, he is non-binary, so, I mean, anything is possible here.
Speaking of non-binary, it appears now Joan of Arc is now non-binary at Portland Globe Theatre. I love the fact that female empowerment is gone now so far that they've kind of bypassed women and just gone straight to non-binary.
Yeah, but it's lovely though, isn't it, Phil? It's watching all the feminists fight the trannies. It's just beautiful.
It is, yeah.
It's getting me to the point. It's like, I've been a proud atheist, but I'm ready to turn Christian just to stick it in their eye.
I was just going to say, with what Eggy said about the, the feminists and the trans fighting each other, just add some jelly or oil, mud. You've got yourself a pretty good, decent TV show.
If the trans and the feminists fight each other, doesn't that just end up in straight heterosexual sex or something?
Not when parts are falling off and flying everywhere. I don't think it works.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like a modern day math question.
Yeah.
If 15 feminists and 14 trans fight,
it's like
bollocks on that.
How many? If 10 trans and 5 feminists get into a fight, how long does it take for us to become demonetized?
I was like, with the trans in the equation, sex does become kind of a math problem, with a remainder. And
carry the one.
Shouldn't be any decimal point stuff here, but apparently now.
The unfortunate thing, carry
the zero.
I was going to say the worst part about is with the trans people, particularly not trans people, but with the feminists, is most of the feminists, it's like the difference between with lesbians. Like there's movie lesbians, which are like great, and then there's real life lesbians, which look like dwarves.
Look like you.
Which is Netflix lesbians.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Orange is the New Black. Give it a shot.
Have you guys seen that meme going around of... It's a Netflix biopic, Zelensky, and it's Idris Elba playing Zelensky.
My favorite is Netflix have done a documentary on polar bears, and they're all black bears.
I thought that was going to be a riff on Tony Blair, but okay.
The other one is when I think it's with Marge Simpson, and it's got Lord of the Rings is now, you know, swapping renders, swapping genders and race and everything else. And it's got Marge Simpson saying, Netflix, no. Oh, sorry, Force of Habit.
Maybe
it's Amazon this time, you know.
Maybe they'll put Simpsons characters in the Lord of the Rings, or make it accuse them of yellow washing.
Yellow washing. Speaking of controversial topics, we really got a lot of flack from the Prey, our sort of mediocre to thumbs up review of Prey last week.
Oh, those
a lot of comments. They just don't like it. We all sold out.
You know, I
told you if we had sold out, we wouldn't be here doing this crap.
Yeah. Do we look like we have money?
Yeah. I'm still wearing the same shirt from last week.
Yeah.
And I've been sweating a lot.
I'm still had to shave his beard off and sell the hair. Just so
he, could he couldn't afford the full shave. You see all the stubble still left over?
Hey, mate, I will have you know that my hair is now proudly sat on a trans person's arse, all right? So
that's very stunning.
Page chest.
Hey, I'm not proud. I would have taken some of that.
Elliot Page now proudly has his beautiful new gray manly chest hair.
Can we get through one goddamn stream without talking about him, her, it, whatever?
No.
I was watching Critical Drinker's Extra Shots. That's the one where he kind of takes snippets of his talks with Mahler and a couple other people. Yeah. And he was getting less harsh on Prey. I think he still stands by some of it, but I mean, the more he talks about it it was kind of funny because they were having almost the same conversation we were. It's like, they were getting tired of just going into everything, just ready to hate it, you know? Yeah. And Drinker kind of admitted, he's like, yeah, it's hard to, you know, you can't take the blue pill again. You know, we come across our skepticism. It's well earned, but he's saying, you know, it really wasn't, it was a well shot movie. It was a well put together movie. And if it had been made 20 years ago, nobody would have batted an eye, really.
But now it's like
were the French a little cartoonish? Yes.
But that's okay. Yeah,
yeah. You know, I mean, it.
I was waiting for one of them to go sacre bleu.
Yeah. They were definitely, you know.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
It actually means sacre bleu. It's really random. I think it was in an episode of The Simpsons, and somebody says, "Oh, sacre bleu," and somebody just goes, "Sacred blue." Like, you know, what? What does that mean?
That's stupid enough to be a frog saying.
Where's the French in it? They eat fucking snails and frogs, so let's be honest. You're not going to get much sense out of
that. Well, we bless our poop. Holy shit, so we don't know.
Yeah, but that's funnier than sacred blue.
I just think the movie was... I still stand by, it's like the movie was not really that woke. There was a moment or two in it, and I still stand by the biggest problems were that the characters were just not compelling, and I didn't like the modern day language in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what hurt it.
I still think that there is a difference between woke and then the girl power. And we've had the girl power thing for
subset.
a long time. Yeah. But there's a distinction, I think. There's Captain Marvel girl power, which is woke. But then there's just the regular, you know, I'm a girl and what I mean? I think there's a difference.
You think about Ripley and stuff like that. That's girl power.
Well, there is an argument to be made that they take previous male characters and replace them with tiny little female characters that are supposed to be just as empowered. Now, is this movie that? Are they replacing Arnold Schwarzenegger with a tiny little Indian girl? I don't feel like it falls into that category. It's not the Rey Skywalker bullshit, you know?
That her brother wasn't diminished in it because he basically got the, you know, he tenderized the Predator before I never got the feeling that it was none of the...
As opposed to Jane Foster with Thor or Ironheart or some of these others, right? I don't feel like it's the same category is.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it was just sort of, you know, tough girl, slightly girl power movie, but it was not the obnoxious, like, tank girl from the 90s kind of shit.
It didn't feel preachy.
No, I didn't.
About it.
You know, listen, we can't lie. There's a smidge of woke in it. It's not completely without woke, but it's a very minimum tolerable level. It's almost, right. you know what I mean? Like, there, some of it, maybe it don't even have, maybe it just veers toward it a little close, you know?
Brainbug on the chat has just said it's dodgy CG, but it was damn entertaining. And then Maddox has just said, I liked how the hero was almost killed by the Predator and then just stood there and waited for the Predator to impale him.
The thing with Invisible. Sis
can avenge
him. Wait a minute. He turned invisible. And he knew. He was like, well, shit. You know, what do I do now?
And not just that. It's also the fact that he didn't see her as a threat because obviously she's a woman.
They didn't give her brother a better threat.
Apparently he's never dealt with a woman before then.
Well, no, I was going to say, if she got behind the wheel of a car, then he'd seen her.
Look, I think it's, you know, what I want to get away from is just, you know, going, it's woke, and that's all you have to say. I think that's a lazy way of criticizing a movie. We have a movie here that I think is a decidedly mixed bag, and I praised it on some things, and there was other things I think it had real problems with. And there are moments maybe of wokeness, but there's also moments of just bad writing or bad characterization. I think the writing and the plot is actually pretty good. I love their setups and payoffs, the swamp setup payoff. Great. And then they subverted expectation. They did it well, where he actually got out of the swamp. You know, you think, oh shit, and it didn't work. And that's a good subversion. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great and really good parts in it, and then there's other things where there's times where she kind of looks and she gets those that teenage mall bitch face on her, like an Indian would have that expression on her face, like today's women, it just wouldn't happen. That kind of stuff just takes you out of it. So I mean, it's a mixed bag, and you got to take each of these points and say your opinion, but you can't just say, well, that's it, that's all the work I have to do today.
So the most important question is, did you see it, Matt?
No, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay. So for us three, was anybody bored by it?
A little bit.
I was quite swept away by the, well, not swept away, but you know, I thought I was quite keen in watching the story. Yeah. Didn't pick up my phone much.
I didn't feel, it did not bore me. So that passes the only real test that matters to me. So
since the characters weren't that compelling, I wasn't bored when the Predator was on screen, but there were other times. I was like, when she's sitting in the cage and they're doing all that stuff, I'm like, just get on with it. So
yeah, it took a little. It gave itself time to breathe in some scenes. I'll put it that way.
Apparently, on Twitter, Hulu has said it is the biggest premiere that they've ever had in viewing figures. Only it's now just knocked off the Kardashians as their biggest premiere. And I did think to myself, a Predator versus Kardashian spin-off. I like the sound of that.
I saw somebody on the internet say that they want to see a Predator movie where, I forget the Japanese actor's name, where he's a disgraced samurai that is hunting down a Predator because it killed his, you know, master.
Oh, in Predators.
No, not that guy, but, you know, the dude that, he was in, he's been in a couple Marvel movies as the, you know, whenever they need like the Japanese guy.
Benedict Wong?
Japanese. I know they all look the same to you, and it's hard to tell.
Don't sit here and lie like they don't to you.
No, they don't. I can tell them the
bullshit.
That's not a lie. I've spent a lot of time
on day to day. Hang on, isn't it the smelly guy, Won Dong Pong?
It's cream of some young guy. Yeah. No, he was the guy that played in the Wolverine is one of the guys.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, but they said they wanted him to be like this disgraced samurai that's out slowly tracking down a Predator through medieval Japan because it, you know, killed his former retainer. I thought, damn, I'd watch the hell out of that. That sounds great.
So
I have heard rumors that they're talking about doing them in like different settings. So like you said, the Japanese one. I've heard there's rumors of like
different time periods.
Setting. Yeah, that's it.
Civil War, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
What about a cyberpunk Predator movie? Would you watch that? Set in like a Blade Runner world?
Yeah, I'd probably watch that.
Who would be the protagonist, though? You know, like a basically Deckard without the replicants, but like a Deckard, a detective kind of guy.
No, I think they should get Harrison Ford in his Ingram. 80s.
Come on here. I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
I don't know.
That's what we
I'm
do
being
here.
Serious. What's wrong with Moses Ingram?
I don't even know who that is.
He
froze.
No, he did. I was going to say, she's looking at work, so...
We didn't hear words.
As far as I'm concerned.
You froze up there, Pip.
All right, moving on. I do want to ask a question here, based on the news this week. Is a Fall Guy reboot a sign that we've jumped the shark on reboots?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm the same. I'm just with all kind of reboots now. I am just of the opinion, just don't bother. Just get something new. There's plenty of books and stuff out there that people obviously haven't read. You know, if you look at TikTok, you know those people can't read. And
there's
so, just you know,
I think they should make a movie out of it. It's called Mein Kampf. And I would love
it's about a failed artist from Germany.
It's a compelling story about this guy that was very passionate about his.
I got news for you. Sean, we're already rebooting that.
I mean,
in real life.
Real life. No.
Did you know that they took, so you guys know how they, with universities, they put out papers and they're peer reviewed and then they're published, right? So, and apparently the standards have gotten really bad. This group of professors who have just about had enough, they put in all these fake ones. And one of them they did basically, they reprinted Mein Kampf, but instead of putting Jews or they made it a feminist thing. They just replaced the word Jews with men or something like that. And it got published.
Brilliant.
It got published in official university publications. I'm like going, these people are jokes.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the guy who thought that was a funny joke, sort of like in sort of 6 weeks' time. You know that joke we did a couple of weeks ago when we put that.
Yeah, boy, did it. Got a little out of hand.
It kind of snowballed.
As we're getting led out by the feminist Nazis and the bayonets, like, boy, we really went too far, didn't it? We're going.
Well, they would just lie anyway. And say that's not what it was, and it's just a prank that they're claiming that's what it was. That's usually how they react to that.
Yeah,
that's what they do. They're just like, no,
this went through all the peer-reviewed journals, everything.
No, I know.
They're screwed. They got caught bad.
But the people who were saying, like, say, oh, yeah, it was just a prank. Obviously, we were just, you know, testing the system and obviously failed. Yeah. That's what I always say when I screw up at work.
I'll be saying he did it. That's what I
said.
The system.
Well, these people did do it on purpose. I mean, they did a bunch of stuff.
I made that deliberate mistake to see if you would notice, and well done.
Yeah, I was testing the security parameters. You should pay me more, as a matter of fact, for exposing this weakness in the system.
Hey, Yoda, can we do polls on the website?
Yes.
Because brain bugs.
Germans, Poles, French, whatever you like.
Predator versus Vikings. I'd quite be interested in doing a poll, see what Predator
is. That's our Phil. He could take anything and make it racist.
Go on, guys. Try me. Did you guys ever read Mouse?
Yes, no? I read that retarded thing, yes.
I don't read, so no.
I know what you're talking about, but I haven't read it, no.
Let's get on to our main subject of Day Shift, which we did a trailer of a little while ago, and it kind of looked like fun. Basically, Jamie Foxx is a pool guy in, I want to say LA, but I can't remember where it was now, in America somewhere, it's all the same. He disguises himself as a pool man, but actually he's a vampire hunter. And he finds out a lot of houses are sort of hiding vampires. And what got me in the first literally 2 minutes was he gets into a house. There's an old lady stood there and he blows her right across the room with a shotgun. And I was like,
nice.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy this.
Is it bloody?
Oh, very, very, very.
I'm definitely watching it now.
lots of heads come off, lots of bones get broken. I did find a lot of backs got broken as well.
You mean that Brokeback Mountain? Because I don't want to see it now.
No. As in, they had an awful lot of... Snoop Dogg with a minigun was really cool.
Oh, I'm not watching it now. Yeah,
No, I will say, I can't stand Snoop Dogg either, but he's not in much. So, honestly...
Was he getting a lot of help from his stuntman doing his ninja moves? That was the most awkward fight I'd ever seen. They tried their hardest, but it just looked like crap.
Matt and Sean, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
I've not had a chance to see it today, but I'm gonna watch that be tomorrow, I would have thought, now if I do Predator tonight.
To be fair, there's not much to spoil because the story is quite age old. It's you know how the story's going to pan out and stuff. But I mean, it was just a good old faction action movie with lots of deaths, quite creatively done. I did think quite a few of them. There's a bit where a zombie gets a TV smashed across his head, and then they kick the TV.
Vampire? Wait a minute, is it vampire?
Vampire. And it slashes down through his head. Then he just kicks the TV, so it just slices his head clean off. It was nicely done.
It's Jamie Foxx as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
He seems great to me, but
I'll watch it. I don't know in real life. I mean, I always like him in the stuff he does. He's always generally pretty good.
He had sex with your mom once, and you still like him?
anybody who can go through that, I've got to admire, you know? it's a good job she doesn't watch this. it's a good job nobody watches this. It was just a good old-fashioned, fun, vampire flick, and thoroughly enjoyed it. Like I say, it was good. The CG got a little bit over the top, and then the other thing I didn't notice was the whole... They seemed to use a lot of contortionists, which kind of worked for the first few times, that sort of like a zombie would be snapped in half and then they would contort back up. And it was kind of, that worked for a little while. But then after about halfway through the movie, you're going, yes, you've used a contortionist. We know you've used a contortionist. Wow. We've seen that contortionist. You know, so that does drag on a little bit. But overall, great fun. Yoda, you saw it, didn't you?
I did.
What did you make of it?
I wanted to like it, and the movie wanted me to like it more than I ended up liking it. But I don't have anything horrible to say about it. Snoop Dogg only. I just felt like he was really out of place. I mean, they tried to make him like this cool cowboy, and it just didn't work for me. And there was a lot of little things that just... I get what they were going for, and I could see this. It did feel sometimes like an 80s throwback, but it just didn't land. That's all for me. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't see anything that was horrible or bad, or I just...
Too heavy on the irony? Was that the problem, maybe?
Well, they tried to John Wick the thing, and what I mean by that is, you know how John Wick has this whole... You find out about this whole... bunch of organizations. There's apparently this whole thing that does nothing but create assassins, and it's a whole big corporation or something like that. Well, they have that in this somehow, and the idea is you pull a vampire's tooth, and depending on the age of the vampire, what breed, and you know, that kind of thing, you can get money for the teeth. They have this whole organization, this big, big thing underneath. I'm like going, and all they do is they seem to just put the teeth on a necklace or something. I'm like going, who's paying for all this? And how are they getting the money? If there's nothing about the teeth that are valuable other than just killing vampires, where's all this coming from? And why are they, you know, who's paying to do this or why? I just start asking dumb questions like that because it just takes me out of the movie. Like, I can understand the John Wick thing. People are paying this organization to kill high, you know, powerful people or whatever, and that's how they make their money. I don't know how they make their money in this thing. And then they had this guy, like, it's clearly taking place today because there's a mention of Instagram and things like that. But then there's like this one woman, and she's sitting like at an IBM AT computer. I mean, it's that old. And because I'm in IT, I recognize these things very quickly. And I'm going, why does she have such an old computer if this is such a high-tech area? Are they trying to do some sort of retro thing? There's just little moments like just these weird contradictory moments. And then some of the humor just, I get what they were going for. It just didn't work. Like, why are the vampires? Okay, so the one guy gets turned into a vampire, but he's a good vampire. What? Why are you good?
I must admit that was one of the things that I did sort of think. Oh, really? You know, they paid for a certain actor, so they just wanted him to stay in the whole film. They didn't have the balls to kill him off. Like,
it's like, well, what are you doing to make him good? And there were some funny moments in that with his head being chopped. But then again, it's like you could kill a vampire with your head chopped off, except for this guy who has a big contract.
Yeah, that was fair enough. Yeah, again, I did think to myself, yeah, all of a sudden, all the other vampires have had their head cut off, apart from the main protagonist who manages to put it back on.
Yeah, so there's all these little things that just kind of piled up. Now, in general, if you just go on the broad strokes, guy is hiding his vampire killing duties from his wife and his daughter to protect them, but it's kind of destroying his family, and then it all the two things come to a head. He has to rescue his family, and the reason why the vampires are after his family, because he killed the head vampire's daughter, who was the old lady at the beginning. She just aged because vampires are immortal. And that's all fine. That's a good framework to hang it all on. And it's a good framework to make this the thing. But then just some of the moments just didn't land with me. Like the chase scene where he just put the headphones on the daughter. And like he's jumping over stuff, he's going, and she's like going, "Oh, this must be the game." I'm like, "No way, she's that stupid," you know. I'm like, it's just moments like that where you go, "I get what you're going for, and I get the tongue in cheek, and I like the funniness, but you needed somebody more clever to punch up the script."
With it, I mean, I'm not saying it was a perfect movie in any sense of the word. I thought it was good fun, but however. It's funny you say it was very going for the John Wick thing because it was directed by a guy called J.J. Perry, and it was the first movie he directed, but he was a stuntman and stunt coordinator beforehand, much like the director of, what's his name, Chad, whatever he's called,
was who he directed involved John Wick. With John Wick, or just he happened to be a stunt
coordinator? No.
No, okay.
No, just happened to be a stunt coordinator, you know, for quite a lot of films. And like I say, when I looked him up, and I just thought, that's strange that, you know, another actor would, or another stunt coordinator would then go into directing. And it was, the action was hit and miss with it. It was, you know, like I say, some of it was great and some of it was not so great. But I liked the tongue-in-cheek part of it. I thought it was stupid and enjoyable. I kind of describe it as, especially with the opening music and everything else, I kind of describe it as if what GTA would be like if there were vampires.
I like you what know, they Grand were Theft trying Story. To go for. I'm just saying that whoever wrote it was not clever enough to make the jokes and the moments land the way they should have. So, like, if you got this big button-up organization that has Regulation 432 and Regulation 768, Regulation this and Regulation that, and this guy's got them all in his memory, he's not going to look like he just walked out of a trailer park. He's going to be a button-down suit kind of guy, you know? It's that kind of incongruity. It's like, that's why these jokes aren't working for me, because your setups don't match the payoffs.
I've just looked at who wrote the movie. One of the guys, first thing, never done anything else. One of the others, I thought I recognized his name, Shay Hatton, and he has written Army of the Dead, for one, which was the...
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's because that's one of those films where all the way through you're going, that doesn't make any sense, but obviously...
Was that the Snyder one?
Yeah. Snyder one.
Yeah, it was his zombie movie from last year. Pure dog shit movie.
It was shit.
Brain Bug has said on the chat that alcohol and weed helps if you can watch it.
Yeah, it probably would. I mean,
but he's also just said
awful. It wasn't awful by any stretch of the imagination. It had some good moments in it, but
it was fun.
Yeah, but they're just the jokes, like him pissing his pants twice. It just, that didn't work for me. It's like, okay, maybe once I could see, but then it just kept happening, and you're going, okay, it's not funny.
Brain Bug has just said, is this the same guys who made Nobody, which is the same people that made John Wick. No, he's not. He's just, like I say, he just happens to be a stunt coordinator who's now turned director. Was what it was, because he's just said about how bad Army of the Dead was. Yes, it was. It was terrible. Army of the Dead was ridiculous. It was one of those films, like I say, that made absolutely zero sense. But like I say,
another gun rider I was friends with on Facebook blocked me on Facebook because I said Army of the Dead was so bad. He's one of those guys that's like, oh man, just turn your brain off and, you know, shove popcorn in your mouth. I was like, no, it was a dog shit movie. It's stupid.
It was.
And, you know, and I was like, you're thinking the gun stuff. And he just dogged me. And I was like,
My favorite was still the guy on Twitter who tried to explain to me that it was a tactical nuke that destroyed Vegas.
That wasn't Twitter. But that was one of the commenters on the website. It was.
Oh, was it?
Well, Zach Brannigan.
I was going to say, I'm sure I had a conversation with somebody there on Twitter as well. But I mean, like I say, he said that with a tactical nuke, it could wipe out the entire Vegas and that man could still survive and then get on a plane and fly off to Mexico. And it was really sort of like, no, he couldn't. No.
Spent like 12 hours arguing with us over that too.
I would say that this movie has a good concept, and the major plot beats are good. So like if you're building a house, you know, the frame and the structure is good. It's all the decoration and everything. It just looks like they just painted the whole thing lime green and they just messed up on all the decorative stuff in between, the humor, some of the contradictions, things like that. That's where it kind of falls apart. But somebody who has better comedic chops could have made this something, I think, into something much more special. And
I think
that's where I have a problem with it.
I agree with you on that. Like I say, some of the action he did direct really well, and it was very well done. But like you say, there's a difference between directing action and directing comedy. And in the same way, there's difference, you know, in directing drama or whatever it might be. You kind of got to understand timing in comedy and stuff like that. So,
like the silver.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not now. I don't really.
Well, the silver line is good. The setups and payoffs are good, things like that. But it's all like. If you got Snoop Dogg in there being a badass when he's clearly not a badass, they did their really best. Miscast. Yeah, when he started
how is
doing
Snoop Dogg even a thing.
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing. I was like,
figure it out.
Like, who gives a shit about this fucking dopehead moron anymore?
It's just a massive puffhead. It doesn't really contribute.
Well, his original album, I guess, was very good. I never was a fan, but you know, he had his big album and everything. And then he immediately went, it kind of reminds me like Mr. T gets on Rocky III and he's this scary bad guy with a mohawk. And then he immediately becomes a kid's character. That's what Snoop Dogg is to me. You know,
wasn't he once arrested for murder or something?
Yeah, he was. But now he's like this sellout selling Oreo cookies and stuff, you know?
Yeah. He should do a film with Ice Cube.
All of these 90s gangster rappers are all now like, the ones that were like, kill the police are now like playing police on NC.
They're corporate shills now, and they got their money.
That's one of my favorite memes is where
Scott Adkins is in this movie? I did not know that. That changes things.
Which one was he?
I don't know. I mean, he's a big time martial arts guy that's in a lot of like video. He's pretty awesome.
There was some good martial arts stuff and all that kind of stuff. I agree with George. The contortionist CGI stuff got a little too much. But I liked the bad lady in it. Motivations were clear.
Was there any nudity?
Nope.
No.
Was there any rape?
No.
I'm definitely not watching it.
I'm trying to think of why I should watch this film.
Honestly, hang on. Do you want to see Snoop Dogg in the nude? Why, Mouse? What's wrong with you? You want to see Snoop Dogg in the nude?
No, we do see Snoop Dogg get railed. Oh wait, no, I'm sorry. He had a rail gun. I'm sorry.
So let's move on to vampire movies that are good for once.
I was just going to say with the whole gangster rap thing, I still like the meme of Bill Cosby and Ice Cube, and it said, if in 1980 you said one of these people was going to be in jail for rape and the other one was going to be making family comedies, which way around would you think it was?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, definitely there's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about some horror movies. I've just called up a random list here of 150.
Jesus Christ.
We'll start with the early ones in 1922, Nosferatu, and we'll work forward from there.
Nosferatu, don't care, but I love Shadow of the Vampire, which is a dramatic
Shadow of the Camp Vampire is brilliant.
That is a great movie.
Sean, tell us a story.
Is that the one with Willem Dafoe?
It's the telling of how they made that movie, basically, and it's the...
But it's like a real vampire.
It's
very good.
Very good.
Okay,
well
so... Now, see, vampire movies done right, let the right one in.
Excellent movie. Top 5 out of 5.
Absolutely fantastic. So, so well done. Yeah.
The original or the US version?
No, the original. You know better than that. Why did you even ask?
Well, I was just checking.
Okay. No, the original is a
absolute
masterpiece of ambiance and creepiness and discomfort and a little bit of pedophilia mixed in. It's just great. Not to pedophilia, but it's handled very well because the kid is a vampire and can't go out and secure victims. And so I'm trying not to spoil a major thing in a theme of this, but anyway, so the kid vampire gets this guy that's basically a pedophile to go out and do the to secure victims for
blood. Yeah,
it's great, dude. It's very dark movie. The kid and the other kid, the human kid, is a bit of a psycho himself. It's great.
It's a really well done movie.
You both got to see the movie. It's excellent movie.
I can't remember much about it.
Brain Bug is just out. The remake wasn't too bad. Have you guys ever read the books? No, we never read the books. No. I don't.
Reading is for queers. We don't have time.
What were you going to say then,
dude? We don't have time to read books anymore. We have to watch movies all the time.
It takes me like weeks to read a book. I can watch a movie in 90 minutes. Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah.
It's a decent horror.
I watched it just recently. I was kind of pleasantly surprised with it. It was better than I thought. I think part of the reason is that Kirsten Dunst does such an amazing job given her age and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the weakest part of the movie is what's his name there? Brad Pitt, actually. No, Cruz, I think, solid. I think Brad Pitt is the...
Christian Slater?
Yeah. Whatever happened to him, by the way? Talk about it.
Oh, Slater.
Yeah. He's a non-issue now, ain't he?
He does a lot of voiceover stuff now.
He did a promotional video for Sabre when they bought out Dunder Mifflin in the office.
Yeah. he's doing a lot of... He did a lot of Archer and things like that.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, in this case, read the book, I think. But it's serviceable.
What did we just decide about books, goddammit?
I did. Yeah. I like the fact. The
book is in, good, guys. Don't read that.
I did like the fact in Interview with the Vampire, the way they torture some of the vampires by putting them in the coffin and then burying them upside down. Because there's a bit in Day Shift, not to spoil it, because this happens quite early on, but there's a this evil woman who's running this thing. She's got a vampire tied under, or she's got him trapped under like a mesh, which she then pours in concrete. And so just makes him into the foundation of a house. And you are thinking, that's pretty evil. Because, I mean, that guy's not going to die.
This was a Day Shift.
It was good.
They did that in Angel. I don't know if I haven't watched them in a long time, so I don't know if they hold up, but the Buffy and Angel series I really enjoyed.
Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon. I bet he's really cool. He seems really cool.
I don't know. He's
got the bruises where he grabbed my arm.
He's probably sharing a cell with Bill Cosby pretty soon.
Him and Armie Hammer are hanging out on some Epstein Island.
But they did that with Angel where they put him in a coffin and put him underwater and he couldn't die, but he couldn't do anything. He was just chained up underwater, just stuck. That's fucked up.
So that's one of the things with Vampire's Rise. They can't cross moving water or something like that. That's one of the...
This one thing in Day Shift that was answered, which I quite liked, is the fact that one of the guys keeps peeing himself, and he ends up as a vampire, but he didn't pee himself, and it's apparently because vampires don't pee or poo.
Well, no shit, they don't eat or drink anything. Yeah.
I know. It never occurred to me.
I drink blood.
One thing honorable mention that will probably not be on that list is the anime series Hellsing. That is probably the greatest vampire story that you'll ever read or watch the movies of.
As opposed to the Wolverine, Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing.
Right, exactly.
That fantastic.
No, that is a good movie, and I'll tell you why. Kate Beckinsale wears that thing that pushes her tits up. And it's like,
and it shows her ass off as well, really well.
Yeah, super tight leather.
Black, you can shiny. Get that in the Underworld series too, though.
No, but she's got long hair, and in that, you know,
she's probably a real life vampire because she doesn't seem to age.
She does.
Yeah.
I would like to stake her with something to test that theory of yours, Matt.
Well.
You got wood? I mean, do you got something wood?
Wood plow.
And so we're just going to move on to other movies. Like I say, this is a random list, but What We Do in the Shadows. That was a decent vampire movie.
Yeah, I like that. That was good.
Probably Takiti Weedy's best.
Takiti Fatigi is what I'm getting now, apparently. The original Bela Lugosi, Dracula from 1931. I was explaining to somebody that whenever you hear somebody saying, I want to drink your blood, they're doing the impression. You know, that and Count, obviously, from Sesame Street. But, you know, they're doing that impression because that's how he spoke, and that's kind of how everybody remembers Dracula from that, even sort of later on from the Christopher Lee ones and stuff. But not everybody can do a British accent.
Wasn't
so.
He Hungarian originally? So people think
Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, I think he's a really Hungarian, but he's got the accent in that. So people think,
yeah, like, he was. Yeah,
like, oh, this Transylvanian accent. He sounds.
I don't know. Sounds Hispanic.
Bela. Maybe. I mean, they all look the same to you, and also
everybody looks the same to me.
Everybody to
even
the east
white
of
people
the looks the same.
Going on to, again, this is kind of one of that mixes people, but like Bram Stoker's Dracula by Francis Ford Coppola.
That is probably my favorite.
I love that.
I do too. Man.
Keanu Reeves was amazing in that.
Oh, it's the worst part of the movie.
Do you know, I thought Anthony Hopkins was worse than Keanu Reeves in that.
Who?
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, no, he's great in that.
I thought he was terrible in that.
Oh, he's just so overacting. It's hilarious.
Yeah, he's just a ham.
But I love him. It looks beautiful. It is some weird casting choices from Coppola, except for Oldman, of course, who he could have. You
know, Gary Oldman can be in anything, and he's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very difficult to find him in a movie that's just not good. Maybe not more good, but where he doesn't give an amazing performance.
Right.
I always do remember from Bram Stoker's Dracula, Winona Ryder wearing just that nightie and running through the garden.
The other girl. Real treasure of that movie, Lucy Western.
Oh, Lucy.
Yeah.
Wasn't she? I think she was married to, what's his name? I can't think of his name.
Thady Frost.
English bloke.
Yeah, I know. It's on the tip of my tongue as well, and I can't think of it. Oh, stupid boy. Hang on.
She's hot as the hinges of hell.
She was married to Jude Law.
Married to Jude Law.
No shit.
Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah,
how about...
I think he cheated on her as well, actually.
Of course he did.
How about I throw out Lost Boys? It's one of my guilty pleasure favorites.
I have a weird love-hate relationship with that one. Now, Near Dark. Now, that is the superior 80s.
Getting to these. Let me go through the list.
I saw Lost Boys pretty young, and so it... They got me good when the dippy guy turned out to be the head vampire.
That was a surprise, wasn't it?
And then at the very end, when the old dude from Tron come in, it's like, you know, one thing I hate about Santa Clara, it's all the damn vampires. Which, by the way, they cribbed that line terribly in that Day Shift.
Yes, they did. See, again, I'm coming up here from Dusk Till Dawn. Great vampire flick.
Is that George Clooney? Yeah. I saw that finally recently. That was, I enjoyed it.
Oh, man.
I saw that in the theater.
It's such a weird movie. It's like, oh, it's a heist movie. It's a heist movie. Nope. It's not.
I love how we went into that cold and did not know it was going to turn into a vampire movie.
Oh, really?
I did.
And let's talk about Salma Hayek in that dance with that snake.
I should have known, too, because the girl that wanted, that I was dating that took me to it was very big in the vampire movie.
Can I finish my story? No.
All right, continue.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to now. I don't want to.
All right, you missed your chance then.
It sounded boring.
There's an old episode of Friends where Rachel makes a trifle. A trifle is a dessert. And the pages are stuck together in the cookbook. And so she ends up putting in beef and carrots and then ice cream and strawberry. And makes this whole mess. That, to me, is what happened with From Dusk Till Dawn. It's like the pages got stuck together between a heist movie and a Dracula movie. And they just went, fuck it, let's just keep going.
I love that, though. I love that transition from...
It's a really stylishly made video as well, film as well. The photography and everything else. Rodriguez is one of his first movies. And I always love the fact that George Clooney was always very much quite a clean-cut guy, kind of like ER. And then he went on to make this. And this was his like, first big like movie he did. Yeah. And it was just like, whoa. And yeah, he was
great. Some great effects in it too.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good. Brainbug said Clooney's best role. I think you're forgetting Batman and Robin.
A little movie I'd like to call Batman and Robin.
Now, see, this list is weird.
Come on, man, he had a bad credit card in that. Brilliant.
That's it. And nipples. Ice skates.
And nipples. It's got Black Sunday here, which I say that was more of a witch film than a vampire film. And again, with I Am Legend, I'd class that more of a zombie movie than a vampire.
There are vampires
movie.
In the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Black Sunday, that's a very different movie than what I'm thinking of. No, there is a movie called Black Sunday where a bunch of terrorists hijack the Goodyear blimp and try to... Try to blow up the Super Bowl or something.
It's a good movie, too.
All right, now. Whenever I think of Sunday like that, I always think of Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And I remember Alan Partridge going, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Really encapsulates the frustration of a Sunday, doesn't it? You know, that your kids are running around and you're trying to read the newspaper. And he said this to two Irish guys. And they were going, yeah, that's not what Sunday, Bloody Sunday is about. coming up to one of the first sort of Marvel action movies... sort of R-rated action movies. The original Blade with Wesley Snipes.
Excellent movie. Sequels even superior.
Oh,
the effects don't hold up.
You say
there was
a black superhero?
No, yeah, Black Panther. He was the very first one.
Very first one. Just like Captain Marvel's the first female superhero. Sorry, Helen Slater.
Because hopefully with the new Blade they're gonna get his gender right this time, or get his race right this time. I'm hoping. But yeah, no, the original Blade, like I say, it's dated now with some of the special effects, but it's still
not
just
really
a
until deal. The end. You know, the thing that always
the way they die, they look
just like it's just like the deaths from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I like how they died. That still works. And I like the rave scene where everything gets covered in blood and then he just comes in and just starts whipping ass. This movie, Day Shift, kind of cribs a little bit of that from Blade and a little bit of that from Dusk Till Dawn, I think, as far as the jokes and the tone and everything. It just doesn't quite hit the mark like those two. I
tell you,
would rather watch Blade than Day Shift. Let's put it that way.
I'd rather watch Blackula than all of those. That is.
What about
Die Blackula Die?
What about Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy?
That was dog shit. I saw that in the theater.
When you say about Blackula, I always remember The Simpsons. They said, welcome to our Blaxploitation movie cinema where we've got Blackula, Blankenstein, and the Blunch Blagger Bloater Plane. somebody just said, Chad's just said there about From the Dusk Till Dawn had a tagline, vampires, no interviews. And it had Salma Hayek on the film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned about Salma Hayek. It's weird because The film was oddly written by Quentin Tarantino, and Tarantino had the scene where Salma Hayek put her foot in his mouth and poured champagne down it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, he must have spelled George's name wrong.
Can I just say that if for no other reason to see From Dusk Till Dawn is Salma Hayek coming out in her bikini or whatever, her underwear, it just, chef's kiss.
Everly, which stars her, and it's an action.
Oh yeah, that was
very
good.
Very good movie, a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what, if there's any trannies watching this and they're not sure whether they're a man or a woman, watch Salma Hayek in Dusk Till Dawn, and then you'll figure it out, because that is a woman.
Disavow.
I can't believe you just did somebody like that.
I retro disavow and disavow in perpetuity everything that Matt says from now until we kick him off the show.
Fright Night from 1985.
Oh yeah, classic.
Roddy McDowell. Yeah, it's a decent vampire flick. It's the one where the magician is the vampire, isn't he?
No,
I haven't seen it for a long time.
Idiot.
I haven't seen it for years.
It's about a vampire moves in next door to this kid that's, obsessed with horror movies and such. And Roddy McDowell plays a horror host. And a vampire hunter horror host.
The only thing wrong with that movie is that the hot girlfriend is the next door neighbor from Married with Children.
The lesbian.
Doesn't seem correct, but there is the best moment in that. And I saw this when I was very young. Is when she's like, she's pretending, I'm sorry, and then she removes her head, and they just put this horrible appliance of this toothy nasty. It's like, oh, Jesus, you're just frightened to death. They did a great job with that movie. And by the way, the one with Colin Farrell is dog shit.
Fright Night 2 is pretty good, too. And
the female
lead is much hotter than
it would have to be.
It was weird because I always liked Roddy McDowell, but he looked very different than he did in Planet of the Apes.
Was he gay? Was he gay? Because he sure, if he was not gay, he sure missed a good chance to be, because everything about him was very effeminate to me.
Roddy McDowell, was he was English. Bad?
Yes, because he was English.
Racist. Monster Squad.
Excellent movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good fun.
It's funny because Monster Squad, they kind of had, it says Count Dracula, but they didn't have quite the rights for it, did they? Or whatever. And so
I've only got one thing to say about that movie. Wolfman's got nards.
they didn't have the rights to Count Dracula, so they had Abacus Dracula. And
You can watch on Amazon Prime a documentary called Wolfman's Got Nards, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And it's got the stars of it, and they interview the makeup guys and face guys, and they talk about how they could use the characters, but they couldn't look like they had to make sure they did not look like the Universal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How are we going to do the Invisible Man? the Underworld series with that lovely Kate Beckinsale.
Great, pretty good. The first two are pretty good action movies, they kind of
dragged on after a while,
didn't they? There was like four or five of them. Very forgettable to me. Yeah. It's kind of like the Resident Evils. They're just forgettable to me. Nothing special.
Okay, how about Catherine Bigelow's Near Dark?
Oh, excellent movie.
I haven't seen it. I need to.
It's very dark, very violent.
Is that the one where it's like in the midnight sun?
No.
Yeah.
Not 1980s. So
It's
no, it's not. It's set in like the Texas or Oklahoma.
Oh, there's one that's set in Alaska.
That's 40 days of night.
40 days of night. A girl walks home alone at night. Now, I have seen this.
I'm not done with Near Dark. A lot of the cast,
I'll read a book.
A lot of the cast from that comes straight from making Aliens, too, because Bigelow was married to Cameron at the time. You get Lance Henderson, Bill Paxton, Conchita. What is her name? Or the one that plays Vasquez, I think, is in it.
The Irish redhead that played the Hispanic in
Jeanette Goldstein.
Jewish redhead that played the Hispanic in it.
It's a great movie. Oh, man, there's a scene where they go into a bar and they decide they're going to eat them. And, man, it's so violent. And they're very cruel vampires, too. It's great. I recommend.
I've not seen it for a long time. Yeah, I'm going to have to put that back on the list. I haven't seen it for an awfully long time. Now, A Girl Who Walks Home Alone at Night was 2014. Okay. It's not... Iranian, yeah.
Fantasy. Exactly.
Yeah, girl walking home alone at night. If you met this girl.
They did Near Dark on Red Letter Media recently, and I put it on my list, and I just haven't watched it yet, but it looked like a lot of fun.
You need to stop listening to Red Letter Media and start taking my recommendations instead.
Well, yeah, but your recommendations are usually shit, so I'm...
Oh, now that's not true. That's just patently not true.
Top 10 rape scenes every goddamn week. Yes, I think I have a case.
We're doing it.
The brain buggers just said I missed Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton was the only man to be killed by Terminator, Alien, and Predator.
Not the only one. So was Lance Henderson. Lance Henderson was killed by a Predator in Predator versus Alien.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he played Yutani in it.
Obviously. I remember very little of that because
he wasn't killed by an alien, though.
Yeah.
When?
Xenomorph. Yeah, he was.
He was the synthetic in Aliens, dude.
Yeah, he didn't die though, did he?
He died in Part 3, which you just watched last night.
That's what I'm saying. He died in the crash. He didn't get killed by the alien.
Well, being torn in half didn't help.
No, but he survived. He died in the actual crash of the escape pods.
You're talking about
basically a toaster here, you know? He just needs to be repaired.
He's a talking toaster.
Yeah. A classic from the 1979, Salem's Lot, the TV version of Salem's Lot with David Soul and James Mason. That is, I watched that when I was far too young, and that the kid at the window.
Yeah, it's unsettling.
Terrifying.
Scare little feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't touch him. Oh, I see what you mean.
I buried him in the garden. I can't get back.
But no, that was a proper creepy film. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with the remake because it's been.
They'll ruin it. That's what they'll do with the remake. They'll ruin it.
Bride 2022. Have we met?
Yeah. Are you high? You know how this is going to turn out.
I read a great one the other day, and somebody said something, and somebody made a joke about cannibalism, and she said, "Oh, that's an awful thing to say." And he said, "First day on the internet." Blade 2, again, just one of those films that just surpasses the original. It's just fantastic.
Blade 3, not brilliant. So much.
Blade 3, we don't talk about this house.
Yeah.
What? Isn't it Blade 2 where the bad guy is played by, or am I thinking of...
Ross.
Oh, no, Luke Goss from
is it
England, Bross. We knew them as Bross, the sort of pop boy band. At it, I was like going, that looks like that guy from Bross.
Isn't it funny that era of Marvel movies had, you had Blade, and then Blade 2 was better. You had X-Men. You had X-Men 2 was much better. You had Spider-Man. You had Spider-Man 2 was much better. And then the threes in all of those were kind of shit.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Yeah. My favorite thing about the X-Men 3, just to get this out there, my favorite bit of the X-Men 3 is they're going to try and find a mutant which can quash mutant powers. They go to rescue them, and then... Phoenix goes crazy, and the only person that can save her is Wolverine, who's got to kill her, as opposed to the mutant they've just saved, and it was just like, really? Because the kid just disappears. They kind of rescue it because it was played by, what's his name, the kid with the eyebrows. Fury Road.
Every one of them that's not a cancer patient is going to have
brains. Yeah,
anyway, but
darts all over the place with that cure. They couldn't shoot that at her, or he couldn't take it and do that instead of his claws. I don't get it.
Well, it's supposed to call back to the original comic book story where he still doesn't kill her in the end. He's thrown at her, but doesn't he doesn't make it to her. She blasts him, and she ends up pulling a shower laser gun out of the moon and blasting herself with it.
Well, I mean, all they knew was, and she dies at the end. It's like, well, there was this whole setup and all this stuff that happened, and she made a choice, and here you just... That's all you got out of that original story was, and she dies at the end. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay, moving on with our list. The Hunger with
Is that the South Korean one?
No, I don't know
it's
that
a Tony
one.
Scott film.
There's a South Korean version called The Hunger. There's a South Korean, it's a horror movie, and this priest turns into a vampire. And it not only does it make him, you know, of course, want to drink blood, but it also, like... You know, like most vampire movies, his libido hits, you know, 1,000. So he's just like reveling in, you know, sin and all this because of his vampire nature. But then it's also, you know, killing. Excellent movie. I recommend, by the way.
How about the ones with Christopher Lee from the 60s?
Good movie.
We're getting to them.
I think that movie's called The Thirst.
No, I've got one even.
Oh, yeah.
South Korean.
Susan Sarandon.
No.
Yeah, no. Yo, Sean's talking. Sean's off on one of his little thing, and he's just sort of he's waffling. Do you even listen to yourself when you talk? Yeah, I chucked in and out.
Try not to.
30 Days of Night by David
Slade.
Again, that was brilliant. That was, yeah, it's quite a decent one. This is the one where it's set in the far north, and there's obviously, like I say, 30.
It's called Alaska.
Whatever.
It's above Canada. I don't know about
geography. Why is Canada pronounced Canada and not Canada? You don't eat a banana, do you? You eat a banana.
I pronounce it Snow Mexico.
I live in Kansas, but down below it's not called Arkansas. It's called Arkansas.
I've always wondered about that.
I don't understand.
Underworld, Rise of the Lycans. Again, they were just sort of dragging on by then. Vampire Lovers. Now, that was a good one. I really remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
No, see, Twins of Evil, I do remember. That is the one with the two twins, obviously, who were both Playgirl bunnies. Just trying to look at their names. I can't, because I can't remember now. Mary and Madeline Colson. Mm. It's worth watching just for them two, because they were lovely. Yeah. That's the kind of way I want to go if I get bitten by a vampire. Daybreakers. Now, that was the one with Ethan Hawke.
It's pretty good.
And they kind of, they farm humans, don't they, for the blood and stuff. And
It's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember that I thought pretty highly of it at the time.
You've got Ethan Hawke, Willem Dafoe, Sam Neill. I mean, that's a pretty good cast.
Remember it now. Is there a bit where they go to a coffee shop and it's just blood instead of coffee? Is that right? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Speaking of that, I've been waiting for this joke. Speaking of that, somebody came up with the idea the other day on Twitter about buying used up tampons, sealing them up so that they could sell them for cups of tea for vampires.
That joke's old as can be.
Oh, shut up. I heard it the other day. I thought it was funny. Stakeland.
Excellent film.
See, I don't remember much about that.
I remember that.
Never heard of it.
Very greedy and dark and violent.
Byzantium, which is another one by Neil Jordan, which I have seen, but again, I couldn't tell you much about it. Dracula 1979 with Frank LaGella and Laurence Olivier and Donald Pleasance and Kate.
Not so good.
Nilgum.
Not so good.
I don't remember it. About the same time, they have one called Love at First Bite with George Segal as the Dracula. George Hamilton. George Hamilton. My
that
mistake.
Was wicked.
Even I'm thinking of the tan man. The man who sits out in the sun all the time is playing Dracula.
He's Mediterranean.
I was thinking of the Dracula Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen, and I got confused with that one.
No, nope, this is much earlier. Then there was there one with Jim Carrey where he
Bite.
Once Bitten, Twice. Once Bitten was the name of it.
Once Bitten, that's it.
Where he's a virgin and what's her name? Wife from National Lampoon's Vacation is trying to to drink his blood before midnight on a certain night so she stays immortal, blah, blah, blah.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Dracula Untold, the one with Luke Evans and Dominic Cooper.
Dog shit. You know, I just recently found out that he's gay. I did not know that. Yeah, you didn't know that either, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Well, being Welsh, I thought he shagged someone else.
You know what's funny is that we had The Mummy come out. That was going to be the Dark Universe, right? And it fell apart, so you had a one and done. But before that was Dracula Untold, which was also supposed to set up a Dark Universe that failed utterly and was one and done. So they have two failed monster universes under their belt. Way to go, guys.
We'll dig them out at some point. We'll dig them out at some point.
Yeah.
See, Son of Dracula. Never heard of it. Lon Chaney. Here we go. This is proper stuff now. Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman.
Now, if ever there was a movie made to sell toys and action figures,
I mean, like I said, with it,
it's CGI in that one too.
It's stupid, but again, I do remember being quite entertained by it.
I saw that in the theater.
that was trying to ride high on The Mummy, which the original Mummy was real good. The sequels not so much, but
The Mummy.
The Mummy 2 is dog shit.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Man, when they had the blimp turn on the jets and it went like an F-15 in the canyon, I'm like, get out of here with this shit.
Everything else
is real life.
Everything else is movie.
I kept waiting for it to go woo, 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 bam, movie over.
Spell out the end. John Carpenter's Vampires.
Pretty good.
That's
movie.
The one with James Woods. I remember enjoying that.
Underrated.
Now here we go. This is a proper one now, because he's British. But Life Force with Matilda May.
Oh,
I have that.
There's
on my
one
list.
Reason. To
I
watch
know,
that,
I know, I know. I should have watched this a long time ago. I've seen all the YouTube videos on it. I just haven't gotten around to watching it, but I am going to see it.
Life Force.
She is so.
Man, that was my gateway to
puberty.
Puberty, that's the word. Porn, I found that long before then.
Did any of you guys, let me interrupt here for a second. Did any guys watch True Blood?
Yes, I saw
it. Yeah, first couple of seasons.
Watched every one of them.
I did too. My wife was really into it. I thought it was okay. I thought it kind of went out of control at the end.
Yeah, it got a little ridiculous at times.
But, you know, we got some, it did have some great nudity. It did have some good Game of Thrones sex in it. So that was... Can always count on that.
Who's the woman in? Who played Steakhouse when she was called?
She was the chicken X-Men Rogue.
Whatever happened to her?
Oh, she was just in something recently. She was in that movie with Kurt Warner with Zach Levy. She played the wife. Just recently. She's still working.
So stupid. Isn't it funny how your brain just completely farts sometimes and sort of goes,
what's her name?
Anna Paquin.
Hang on. Anna Paquin.
That's it.
Right. Connection was made there, and the synapse fired.
I've never seen the True Blood, but I do remember there's an episode of Family Guy where Peter starts talking to Anna Paquin's character, and they're like having a conversation, and it cuts to somebody else going, "This is a weird episode of True Blood tonight."
Yeah.
You know, because obviously she's having a conversation with Peter.
First season was good. Yeah. I liked the 17-year-old vampire that couldn't. Like, I thought that was hilarious that she was a virgin, so every time she had sex, it would just heal back up. It just pissed her off no end.
Here's a weird one. A Hammer horror kind of lost its way, I think, after quite a few years. In 1974, they made The Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires, which I watched last year. And I was quite surprised. It was directed by Roy Wall-Baker, who did quite a lot of the early Hammer stuff. Well, not a lot, but I mean, he's quite a well-known British director. But it was set, obviously, in China, and it had, obviously, these seven golden vampires. But there was nudity in it and all sorts, and Peter Cushing was in it. And I kept sort of thinking, what was Peter Cushing thinking? You know, I hope it paid for a car or a house or something, because, I mean, it was awful.
There's a case to be made that in another reality, somebody would be looking at Star Wars going, what the fuck was Peter Cushing thinking with this piece of shit? It could have gone either way. Nobody knew, you know.
Now, we've got on the list here Blade Trinity. Now, that is the one with Dracula.
We don't talk about that in this house.
Yeah.
Now, here is a good one, again, which was just so bizarre that came out of nowhere, so I didn't know about the comics, but Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. That was great fun.
It was dumb, but it was okay.
Immediately forgot about it after I watched
it. Yeah, it was very forgettable, yeah.
I saw it recently, and I quite enjoyed it. Vampire's Kiss with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. Not I've got really, to admit, that is... That's not even
I've really never a, seen that one.
It's not even really a vampire movie. He just, it's... Move on.
Okay. Lair of the White Worm by Ken Russell. Cool. I have seen it, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that.
It's a story about my pants.
That was a good one. Vamp starring, what's she called? Oh, man, what is she called? The black woman who was in...
There's a word, but you can't use it on YouTube.
No, I can see her face. Grace Jones, stupid boy. It's about where the guys go to lose their virginity, and it turns out to be a whorehouse. It's a vampire house. What makes me laugh about this movie is, and I shouldn't laugh at this because it's ridiculously childish, but the director is called Richard Wenk. So, I mean, if he goes by his short name, he's Dick Wenk. Which is childish, and I apologize for that.
Sounds like our normal stuff to me.
Yes, thank you, Grace Jones. I got that. And League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh God,
is that a vampire? Oh, that's right. The one chick was a vampire. That movie was just... a movie that forced Sean Connery into retirement.
Dracula Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen. I didn't know that was directed by Mel Brooks. I didn't realize that. So obviously he hates Jewish people.
Production. Did you make a comparison of Jews to blood sucking
No, I just said
that was pretty basic.
I said it was directed by Mel Brooks, so obviously Matt won't like it because he doesn't like Jews.
So you started thinking about Jews.
I'm not in traffic. Count Dracula with Christopher Lee. I mean, again, he's kind of one of the definitive representations of Dracula on screen. What makes me laugh about that is this is such a weird random thing. In Count Dracula, the movie was released as an X because at the end, Dracula dies by dissolving into dust and so forth, and it was an X. But this thing happened in Harry Potter, and that's a kid's film.
How many of those did he do? He did like three or four.
A lot of them. Didn't he? Yeah, a whole cycle of films as Dracula.
I mean, again, with them, they kind of petered out. And I remember I saw one, I'm just trying to find it now in his list of things. He ended up doing all kinds of absolute garbage stuff, Christopher Lee. And again, it was kind of...
It was so nice to see him revive his career at the end with,
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Saruman and maybe not the prequels, but at least it was a little bit more prestigious than...
At least he added like half decent character in it. I mean, he was
when you add Christopher Lee to your space movie and it actually gives it prestige, you've done something.
I can't find what it was called now, but I was just trying to see how many Dracula films he's done. But I mean, Christopher Lee's got too much of a catalog to his name, so it's difficult to pin them down. The original 1992 Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Dog shit movie.
Kind of like it, but it's got problems. I agree, but I don't know why. I just love Pee Wee Herman taking forever to die. Yeah. And at one point, he kind of like glances at her like, "Are you buying this? No, okay."
And then there's even a stinger after the credits, and he's like,
"It gets back up part. And then he dies." Yeah,
that was really the best part of the movie.
It clearly was, especially once you see the show. It clearly was a movie that got butts around with I guess Donald Sutherland was a real pain in the ass in that movie, so I get the problems with it, especially that you see what is more in line with his actual vision, but I don't know, guilty pleasure, I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it for years. I kind of want to watch it.
I don't think I've seen it since probably the year it came out.
Yeah, I'm Simon Sean.
This is one of Sean's favorites.
Scott,
I know.
Rutger Hauer. You gotta give it that.
Oh yeah, Rutger Hauer played. Yeah, I forgot about that.
One of Sean's favorites from 1972, Blackula.
I love Blackula.
An ancient African prince turned into a vampire by Dracula himself finds himself in modern day Los Angeles.
Colonized by the white man.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but I kind of want to now. Just because of, you know, it's called Blackula.
It's like there we go. Most black exploitation films of the time. You have to, like take that.
Blankenstein.
The Blunt Black of Bloke You're Flying.
You know that movie was created because somebody, some Hollywood guys were drinking and somebody said Blackula and they all started laughing and they said, let's start there. And then they made the movie, you know?
To tell you the story of that movie is even, if I retold the story of who come up with that idea and how it got made, it would be even more racist than anything, that any joke that all four of us could make, because unintentionally.
All right, then tell us after the stream. oh, no, here we go. Now, here we see, we haven't mentioned this. Okay, but now we're getting into the real nitty-gritty and great stuff of vampire movies, the Twilight Saga.
Oh,
I was wondering when those things were going to come up.
This is 101 on the list. So
vampires. Vampires.
I'm gonna put my hands up to this, and I don't care because I know you guys have said it before. I thought the first one was kind of interesting, but then
he shaved off that beard and just immediately all his testosterone drained out of him.
It must have been the secret of my power, like Samson with his hair.
That was the only thing keeping him straight.
It was crap from the very beginning. I don't know where. I mean, if you want to say, was there a possible, you know, something there, maybe, but the execution was crap from the very beginning. I knew it was going to be like, and I don't know if this is just Robert Pattinson going, I just need the paycheck, but like the very minute she comes in the first time he sees her and he looks like he just smelt something really bad. And love at first sight. Wow. I mean, the chemistry was just awful and Mouth Breather was just a terrible actress for this. And
who knew that he's actually a good actor? If you only watch those movies, you'd think, but he's pretty good.
I have got a lot of respect for him because, I mean, okay, he did that and it made him, you know, kind of super like a Hollywood legend with teenage girls. But I mean, he kind of went off and didn't do what Taylor Lautner did often start making like crappy action films and stuff. He actually took some good roles and like say, yeah, he's a decent director, isn't he?
You guys seen The Lighthouse?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't seen it yet. I know.
That's what
I keep trying to go watch stuff and then somebody says, you need to watch Day Shift before tomorrow. I'm like, fuck, all right.
I didn't watch Day Shift, so
I thought all of you had watched bloody Day Shift. Matt, I think, was the one who recommended it and said, oh, we should do stuff about vampires.
No, I think that was you, mate.
I thought you'd all seen it. Oh god, bloody hell.
No.
We've already got to coordinate. We've got to coordinate before 5:30 on a Sunday, all right?
That's why nobody pays you to thank Phil.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't do it very well.
You're supposed to be
the host. Leave that to us big brains.
Once Bitten, that's the one with Lon Hutton and Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I've actually seen.
It's pretty entertaining. It's an 80s, you know, raunchy sex comedy, so it's an entertaining. If you catch it on TV on a Saturday in the middle of winter and you got nothing else to do, it's worth watching.
You can kind of see the beginnings of the Jim Carrey weirdness out here and there. The guy that would become Ace Ventura a few years.
This one I have watched out of all of them. Lesbian Vampires from 1971.
Who has not?
I can't remember much about it. Probably obvious, but
lesbian vampires, dude.
Now here's a weird one. Queen of the Damned with a liar.
That is
the lady.
A sequel to
Interview with a Vampire. And it was dog shit.
It was dog shit. Yeah.
Oh, man,
did she get killed in a plane crash?
She did after the movie. Yeah.
I think after
she died before the film was filmed.
Before the film was released, maybe.
She sat through a screening and then immediately pushed the plane into the mountain
and walked out.
Wasn't R. Kelly shagging her as well when she was like 14?
I think so. I don't know.
I think I
heard that just the other day.
When you say shagging, is that British for pissed on?
No, it's because
that's what R. Kelly does.
I still maintain that. I tell you, I still submit to you boys, and I will maintain it till the day of my die, that the R. Kelly musical opera Trapped in the Closet is fucking brilliant. It's great. I'm not even joking.
What is that?
It's like a long music video, and he's like, there's like 14, 15 parts of it, and it's all, I don't even know how this, but it's a long story that intertwines and becomes like this hilarious soap opera. Totally worth watching, dude. It's hilarious. It's brilliant.
Now, see, again, here's a funny one, which we mentioned in the chat earlier, a lesbian vampire killers. Now, this was done with James Corden and I can't even remember the other guy's name, Matthew Horden, I think his name was.
Yeah,
and basically, they were quite popular over here because they did a series called
Gavin and
Stacey. Thank you, Matt. But Lesbian Vampire Killers was made off the back of Shaun of the Dead did so well. And Shaun of the Dead, obviously, you know, is one of those films that everybody absolutely loves. And they tried to make one with vampires and it was utter crap. But then the difference being Shaun of the Dead, it's got Edgar Wright and, you know, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg in it. And it's a well-made, brilliant film. Whereas Lesbian Vampire Killers was just, yeah, it was rubbish.
Absolutely. It's James Corden. I said this to you yesterday, didn't I? How has that geezer got a career?
I know.
He's terrible. He must be good on the old...
Mm. Oh, it's like Stephen Colbert effect.
Yeah.
Well, apparently America said that they want to send him back to Britain, but people in Britain said they don't want him back either. So they said that they drop, you know, meet them halfway and just drop him somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
I think Canada would take him.
Yeah, that's like something.
Yeah, they probably think he's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Or the French. They love Jerry Lewis. They'd take Corden.
Same people.
Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. Never heard of it.
Yeah, that's a
kung fu comedy horror musical about the second coming. I really want to see it now, though.
I don't know. I got this whole thing with Jesus. He's like got the stake. He's got the hammer. He's like something very familiar about this.
Yeah. There's an exploitation movie, a Nazi exploitation movie from the 70s about Jesus killing Nazis in modern day times. But they're wearing, you know, full World War II. It's very fun. It's entertaining.
I'm just looking through the rest of this. Oh, here we go. Look, Eddie Murphy playing a vampire in Vampire in Brooklyn.
Dog shit.
Dog shit.
I'll tell you, Eddie Murphy, man, that guy, he could do no wrong in the 80s. And then he made Harlem Nights in like 89, and then his career just kind of went to shit throughout the 90s. Yeah. He had those Clumps movies.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
God, what a mess that was. Starring George Lucas.
See, it's weird. You'd think somebody would have made this earlier than 2010, but there's a movie here called Vampires Suck.
That's one of those over the top comedies.
Spoof vampire theme.
Yeah, it was like all those.
Like the scary movies, like Scary Movie.
Yeah. They did all of the Epic Movie and Not Another Teen Movie. They were all dog shit.
I'm glad that fad's gone.
Yeah.
It's funny because, I mean, again, another one that comes up here by the amazing U Bowl is the Blood Rain, which was based on the video game. And I mean, U-Bowl's, I mean, apart from kind of like, you know, films like Tomb Raider and stuff, he is the man who has single-handedly ruined every video game to movie conversion with everything he's done. Apparently, when he said about making a movie for, what's it called, World of Warcraft, he laughed at the office.
Cecil from Good Bad Flicks and Josh Hadley, who was on there with me, for the first exploitation movie thing, interviewed him a few years ago on their the podcast they had together called Radio Drum, and it is very entertaining to listen to.
I find it unbelievable that after U-E Ball and Tomb Raider and so many other failed, terrible, ruined video game movies, the one that may save the genre and keep it going is Sonic the Frickin' Hedgehog.
But that's the way they should have done it, you know. kept it cartoonish from the start.
But they did it right. Yeah. I mean, it's not my favorite movie or anything, but if you wanted a solid movie for kids that start Sonic the Hedgehog, you probably couldn't have done any
better. You guys notice, every time he talks about it, he says, like, it's not my favorite movie or anything, but he brings it up every week. I'm starting to think
that's true.
It is a little suspicious, isn't it?
I don't
want
to get back in the ass or anything. But yeah. You know,
okay. Bad. Let's talk about lesbian vampire movies again. How many times? What? Every time we bring up a movie, that it's our favorite, even though it's not now. Okay. Is that the rules? All right. After this, let me write this down.
After this, Yoda puts his red trainers on and goes running up and down the street. He's like, I gotta go. Sorry,
Rick, who does that?
His wife throws hula hoops at him.
He curls up in a ball and rolls around the garden.
And then you just see me.
Speed.
It's like one of those things, you see me doing all this stuff, and then they cut the camera, and you just see me in a tub surrounded by pills going, I'm running fast.
I've got to admit, that list, 150, that's kind of it. It's not much. There's a few on there. Which
what about
was,
I've got it right. Seen Innocent Blood?
No.
Seen what?
Innocent Blood, directed by... what's his name? He directed The Last Werewolf or American Werewolf in Paris or London. What's his name there?
Oh, John.
Who?
No, that's not
right. Bloody hell. Brain.
Anyway.
John Lasseter, that's it.
John Landis.
After we've done Up, I've got a great idea.
It's a very good vampire movie. This female vampire, she only kills, you know, like, shit bags, and she kills a mafia dude, doesn't kill him after she drinks his blood, so he resurrects, and there's a cop that's after trying to figure out what's going on, and you know, he meets the vampire lady, and they end up falling in love and doing the two-back hootenanny. It's a pretty good movie.
I would...
Robert Langella's in it, and I recommend it.
I would love to see Toy Story mixed with American Werewolf in London. Just see Woody change, you know, and then Buzz just keeps appearing, but he's all fucked up. You know, Woody. You need to kill yourself.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of, hey, look, there's a new toy turned up. He's called Stakey. What do you do, Stakey?
What about
Buzz,
American?
Buzz, it hurts. Buzz. Oh, Jesus.
American Werewolf in Paris, not so much, though.
Nah, that one was terrible.
You know what? I remember when that first came out, I remember enjoying it, and I watched it again recently, and I thought, yeah, must have hit myself on the head as hard as what the guy did, you know, on that girder, because, I mean, it was terrible. It was absolutely awful.
Didn't they do a Lost Girls as well?
Ugh, what? Really?
I'm sure I did. I'm going to look at it. I'll tell you what I'm looking. Has anyone seen Only Lovers Left Alive?
Yes, I was going to bring that up earlier and forgot. Yeah, it's a good movie.
That's all right, actually. It's Tilda Swinton, isn't it?
Yeah, and
Tilda Swinton.
What's his name?
Yeah, John Peterson.
Yeah. Great cramps.
It's got Anton Yelchin in it. Jeffrey Wright, who I can't stand, and John Hurt. I didn't realize.
And what's his name? The kid that died not too long ago that was in the new Star Trek reboot.
He said that. Pay attention.
Yeah, I was going to say. I just heard him say that. God, bloody
I'm
hell.
Sorry.
He's the thing about the thick
rearranging
accent.
My sock drawer there, and I got distracted.
God damn it.
It is a good movie, though. It is a good movie.
Talk about Love at First Bite with George Hamilton. The tan man, George Hamilton, playing a vampire who can't stand the sun. Yes, we talked about
it. Here's a question. If vampires can't see themselves in mirrors, how come Christopher Lee had such a good scent of parting?
I don't know, man.
Perhaps he had someone do it for him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true, I suppose. I learned something interesting the other day that apparently vampires couldn't see themselves in mirrors because mirrors were originally made of silver. Mm. But so in modern day movies, they would be able to see themselves because they're not silver anymore.
Have you guys seen the anime movie Blood, the Last Vampire?
No.
No, I know you haven't. But it's an excellent flick that you should check out too.
Speaking of anime, are you guys Studio Ghibli fans? It feels like that would be a good topic to go through because there are so many good ones.
Yeah.
And given the state of, to me, that was like the Japanese Walt Disney. And given the state of Disney now, it might be worthwhile going through some excellent in-depth films like that.
Yeah, I would definitely be up for talking about that. These two nerds probably wouldn't see any of those.
Shut up.
A sophisticates can talk about it.
I have seen one of my colleagues at work was talking about films the other day, and then he was trying to find films that I haven't seen. And he thought he was being clever because he looked up a list of controversial movies. Salo, what do you mean, 180 Days of Solemn?
Yes, sir.
It was funny because, like I say, he thought he really had me, sort of saying, I bet you've never seen a Serbian film. Yep, I have.
Yes, in fact, you can watch my video about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh yeah, I've got that editor to edit down actually, which is going to be fun because I've got to do searching images for it.
I can't imagine how much editing out the things we said you might. I think you try to keep it under control a little bit though. I remember very struggling mightily to try to make sure. It's so hard.
And there's the bit where there's the bit where
it's where the guy does the thing.
The guy does the thing with a lady who's not alive anymore
and stuff. Person that is very small, not as tall as us adults.
I love that you're gonna find a bunch of images to insert into the video only to blur out.
Yeah.
Do you know what the stupidest thing I ever heard about that was? There was a guy on Twitter saying I can't remember where it was, but he made a video about Cannibal Holocaust, I think it was, and he had photographs from the film, scenes from the film, which he blurred out, and then YouTube took it down, saying it was offensive. On that video, it actually said, you can rent all of Cannibal Holocaust from YouTube.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what's offensive about it. You're taking away from our money.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Does cannibal movies count as vampirism? They should. Give us an excuse to talk about cannibal movies.
I've always seen them as recipe books.
Weight loss for the victims.
Yes.
It's like the two cannibals. The two cannibals eating a clown, and the other one says, does this taste funny to you? God. Oh, come on. Dad jokes are the best.
I always like the Far Side, the two alligators sitting on the shore, surrounded with like glasses and bits of clothing and everything. He's like, yeah, those things were great. No claws, no quills, no teeth, nothing, just soft and pink.
My favorite Gary Larson is the two sharks, and they see a diver, and he says, "Don't eat the metal bit on the back; it makes you fart."
My favorite one was the one where it says the guy's busting that door, and he's got a shotgun, and it says, "And for the last time, the manager, you know, Sid, storms out of his office after hearing Gary, Joe's lost his marbles." It's the marble factory.
Nothing was better, than the burglar staring down Farmer Joe's Dobie-O-Matic. He's got this big dog in this giant gun thing.
Oh, yeah.
A Doberman.
Oh, remember the one where it's actually a werewolf one, and a werewolf busting in, and this guy's shooting it, and the werewolf's, in like a suit, and he's got this yellow and red striped tie, and it says, and then Gary realized that tie did seem familiar, and it's a flashback where he's at a gun store and a gun counter. Guy's like, yeah, I promise those are silver bullets. He's wearing the same tie.
Oh, man, I've got some Gary Larson's somewhere. I'd like to dig him out.
He's put them all up on the internet now on thefarside.com, just so you know.
Oh, nice.
You can see every one of them now. He's very much, man, you talk about a quick way to get your website taken down is to put up a Far Side.
If we're going to do vampires and Far Side, we got the vampires all at a party and standing in front of the mirror, and one of them is in the mirror, and it's like, Harold, you're reflecting.
They were class. Okay, so that's vampire movies. Are we going to wrap this up a bit, Gail?
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry again.
I can't believe that's all of them, though.
It's quite a few. I can't think of any that we've missed.
That list, like I say, looking you through... read off 150 for real?
I wouldn't say I missed any of them.
There's a few that I've got to watch. Like I say, I haven't seen the Nick Cage or the Jim Carrey one, so I'm going to put them on my list. To
the Nick Cage is worth watching if you want to watch him, you know, become Nick Cage. He's very much Nick Cage, and early Nick Cage, you know, in that movie, but it is not a horror movie.
Yeah, well, and I didn't expect it was. And so, right, next week then, are we going to talk about, what did we say we were going to talk about?
Right. Otis wants to talk about Studio Ghibli, but I don't know if he is ready to do that already or not, though.
I am.
Yeah, I probably could. I've seen them multiple times, so I've got them. I could kind of.
Have you seen them, Matt?
What are they?
The anime movies.
Studio Ghibli. They're specific anime movies.
Japanese cartoons.
Oh, are they?
Things like Spirited Away.
Not your normal tentacle porn that you always
watch. Oh, no, I was talking about Akira or Ghost in the Shell.
We can talk about those too. I'd definitely like to talk about those.
They're the only ones I've got.
They're more of the traditional, I say traditional, you know, the techno weirdo anime, which I enjoy, don't get me wrong, but Studio Ghibli is its own deal and it's great.
Right.
They really are some solid stuff.
All right then, well, like, unless anything in between comes up that I find late on Saturday that I change my mind on.
Unless it's week, we'll, does anything between now and then.
We'll talk about anime next week then, particularly Studio Ghibli. I've just looked through the list and I have seen quite a few of them actually. I saw Grave of the Fireflies quite recently.
I
found a lot of people said that was really depressing. And I did kind of watch it and go, all right. No, I don't think it was depressing. I've seen worse. You should watch my wedding video.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm sorry, but I mean, when did your soul die?
I don't know. I said that last night. Last night we were sat out in the garden because it was just the right temperature and we were looking up at the stars and I saw a shooting star. And I said, oh, look, shooting star. So my wife said, oh, you should make a wish. So I went, nope, you're still here.
Oh, my God, your poor wife.
He didn't get no pussy that night. I can guarantee you
that. And then after you said that, she went, I'll tell you, here's a good idea, George. Go and shave your beard.
Really? Do you think so? You think it makes me look more manly?
Makes you look more manly.
Yeah, definitely do it. She's downstairs kissing herself laughing.
Okie dokie, Yoda, would you like to wrap up for us then?
So much. Thank you very much for watching. This has been another quality presentation from lastmovieoutpost.com. Your number one source for all the movie news, streaming news, and everything great about films. I am at DrunkenYoda1 on Twitter. He is at BobaPhil on Twitter. And we are at Movie Outpost on Twitter if you ever get on Twitter. And, of course, the real place you want to go is LastMovieOutpost.com. If you have any news or anything you'd like to share, you can email us at contactus@LastMovieOutpost.com. So, we're one more time around the horn. Sean, you got anything final to add to us?
No, I think I'm good.
Matt?
No, thank you for everyone in the old comments. There's quite a few chats today, so that was good.
Yeah, you guys were very talkative today. We do appreciate it. And we tried to answer what we could. Phil? Boba Phil, you got anything you want to close out with?
No, just got some more videos on the way. We are doing some more of the Extreme Cinema, and we've got to talk about the Orville, where I correct Matt on his woke and political viewpoints of the series.
Yes, we both were critical.
Oh, and don't forget our Asian exploitation cinema,
which is on the way. And then hopefully Matt and myself are going to be sitting down and talking about the Sandman as well.
And then of course we've still got the much anticipated top 10 most titillating rape scenes in films.
Yeah, keep teasing that.
I just want to check, just very quickly, Matt, your views on The Sandman, is it good or bad? I can't quite tell.
It was watchable up until season 7, and then it turned into some sort of BBC production and was just fucking
bad. Is it out already? I did not know that was out already.
It was fairly enjoyable, to be honest with you.
When did it come out?
I don't know. Last week, I think. And it was on Netflix.
Wait, mate, you said season. Did you mean episode?
Episode, yeah.
I was going to say 7 seasons.
Sorry. 7.
Yeah, they had a lot of time on their hands during the pandemic, man.
I was like, did I fall through some kind of time warp?
Hey, we got a green screen. We got a guy here. We got a lot of time on our hands. Let's just get these knocked out.
Yeah, Sean fell into a time loop. All hail President Trump. President of the world.
It's just full of
Don't tease me, Phil.
Right, okay. No, yeah, apart from that, like I said, I've got some few videos coming up. So, obviously, make sure you subscribe to the channel, because if you don't, we will kill Sean.
I've been dead inside for so long. I'm well done.
Walking corpse. That's all he is, a walking corpse.
Yep, and we should have more.
Like and subscribe, or Phil will not grow back his beard.
That's a threat.
Look at that. It's like Earthworm Jim.
Stop. I think that just rendered more chins.
There's more chins in the Hong Kong telephone directory.
I already made that joke at the start of the show, you fucking dork.
Did you? I wasn't paying attention.
More chins in the Chinese phone book. I swear to God. He really can't remember anything. No wonder he got the topic for the day wrong.
Anyway, what was I talking about? No, it's gone. Hello, welcome to the future. How post we get to you? What are we talking about today? Sorry, Yoda, carry on.
I'm spinning out of control now. I have no idea what's going on. But you should have just gone with more chins than Orson Welles. That would have been the easier one.
Hey-o.
class.
We should more also chins have than
Chris Farley.
There you go. We should also have some more celebrating 1982 videos. I just put a new one up today. And that is something we will, when we get closer to the end of that, that's something we will probably have as a topic when we can't figure out what else to talk about. I do plan to start hate watching She-Hulk so I can make sure I know what I'm shitting on.
You know, that's time in your life you'll never get back, don't you?
Well, you know, it's all for the show. It's all for you guys out there.
We watch it so you don't have to.
That's right. Yeah. I am genuinely curious to see how idiotic it's going to be, because I know it's going to be bad. I just want to know how bad.
Mark Ruffalo is going to be in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know already how bad it's going to be.
I love that. I saw a meme of somebody squatting down on a plate, and it said Amazon.
That sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, it said Amazon, and it was like, you know, how do you know it's going to be shit? It's not out yet.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's because, again, we haven't spoken about the Rings of Power. So, I mean, when that does start, again, I am fascinated. August, September time, it's pretty soon. At the moment, it's on 1.3 million dislikes on YouTube.
Are you guys fans of Rick and Morty?
I like that. Yes, very much.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it. Yeah,
it's Rick and Morty fans that I hate.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to admit that I like it because of the fans, but
The House of Dragon, isn't that on tomorrow? Was that on
September 4th?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, and Rick and Morty, and I think what else is there much coming out? I don't know. We'll figure out something. Those are the things we're talking about. More, we'll definitely do an overview of all the 1982 movies and maybe bring in some that didn't make the list, but great year for movies.
I think I still want to, in October, we need to do the 100 scariest movie moments. I want to do that for October.
Yeah. We could do that. Definitely. Well, not 100, maybe the top two.
Well, I was thinking about, we could do like last year we did the 31 Days of Horror. I was thinking if we all did like 10 or something a piece, an article, maybe we could 10 or 20, whatever, 25 or something, we could spread it
that's,
out. You know?
That's coming most up again.
Most of my top 10 scary scenes are still from my wedding video.
Yeah, well, the movies, not your home movies.
Home movies, well, now we're talking something different. Yeah,
I wasn't SAG, so they don't count.
Yeah. The
100 feels 101.
It's not a union thing.
If you pause it in the right place, you can just see where my soul leaves my
dies.
Body.
Yeah.
It's like that Simpsons episode. If you pause it, you can see where his heart breaks.
Heart breaks in two. Right, anyway, carry on, Yoda.
I'm doing a poor job of getting this closed out and shutting this freaking thing off, aren't I? So I guess it's all we have, but there'll be more. And remember, we're here every Sunday at noon Central, 6 p.m. UK time. And, of course, you can watch this anytime. We do have the audio up on podcast. Just search for Last Movie Outpost in your favorite podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever. You'll find us. And other than that, we will see you next week.